Indiana Bible College is committed to training tomorrow's apostolic leaders today. This is the Indiana Bible College podcast. Over 600 people participated in the first ever IBC Worldview Conference. Thank you. 600 times, thank you. We feel like this online conference was a huge success and look forward to bringing more content like that to you. So be on the lookout. And who knows, maybe, just maybe, one of those Worldview Conference sessions from this year will even end up here on the podcast for you to listen to. But for you to listen to today, we have another installment of our student interview series, where you're able to sit down with a current IBC student and hear directly from them about the highs and lows and changes in growth they experience while on campus. In our first installment, we have Cameron Staten, a sophomore from Hollywood, Maryland, and she shares a little bit about her very first year here on campus. I know you'll enjoy hearing Cameron's story. Enjoy. All right, so we are here with Cameron Staten. And Cameron, where are you from?
I am from Hollywood, Maryland.
Hollywood, Maryland. And
yes, sir.
So you are, what year are you at IBC? When do you graduate?
I will graduate in 2023.
Class of 23. Lord
yes,
willing,
sir.
And the COVID don't stop us, right?
Amen.
Yeah, no, you'll graduate in 23. Absolutely. So let me ask you this, Cameron. Let's start this. Tell us a little bit about you, kind of a quick 3-minute introduction.
All right. So I did not really expect to be attending IBC this time last year, even. It wasn't until the summer that it was kind of I decided that IBC is where I was going to be going, but my entire life I've grown up in a pastor's home, and so just naturally I've been surrounded by ministry, and I've just always had a heart for ministry, and I knew that God, you know, wherever I was going to go in my life, I wasn't exactly sure where that was going to be, but I knew that a big part of my life was always going to be ministry, and that's just because where my heart is. And so I've done Sunday school, I've done puppet ministry, which is, you know, that's so much fun. And
yeah,
I'm a kid at heart, so that's like one of the best things you can do. You know, I've been involved in our worship team at church and just any area you can really get involved in. But I have loved IBC because being there has made my extroverted self just come alive. And I'm such an extrovert. Like,
yeah,
this Corona stuff is not okay with me because I need more people. So
yeah. So for those listening at a later date, we have taken, I don't know, 12 or so students and set up Zoom interviews to get a little bit about their story. This was an initiative that we intended to do this year on campus, but of course we're forced off campus. And so we are now meeting with Cameron, and you're at home in California, Maryland, and we are here in
yes, sir.
Indianapolis. So you mentioned, Cameron, that your path didn't necessarily include IBC. Talk to me about last summer. What happened that made you kind of say, oh, maybe I need to be at IBC?
Yeah. So it was actually a Connect concert is where it all kind of started.
I love hearing those words. I love hearing
it
was at Connect.
It was Connect. It was. And it's like cliche kind of hearing it, but it's the truth. I always looked up, you know, IBC. I had so many friends. I loved visiting because, you know, Christiana Ballester is one of my lifelong best friends. And so I loved, you know, seeing the things mm-hmm. she was doing at IBC, but I just never thought it was maybe my thing. And then I came to Connect concert, and it was the clearest I feel like I've ever felt God speak to me that this is where I needed to be. And I was really confused because I was like, well, this does not add up to my plans at all. Mm-hmm. Like, this has nothing to do with what I was going to, you know, this God, that doesn't really make sense. But after that, I came home because I remember even telling my parents, it's funny, before Connect concert, I was like, don't worry, I'm not going to go to school because I knew I, at that time, I was financially not, you know, in the greatest place personally. And so I was like, don't worry, guys, I'm not going to go in the fall. This is just for me to like go and hang out. And they're like, okay, whatever. And so then I come back, I was like, oh no, what am I going to tell them? Like, I definitely just did the opposite of what I said I was going to be doing.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Cameron, but I think I remember getting a phone call or a text message, and it was something to the tune of, is there room? I've got this girl that really wants to come. So you were kind of a last minute add to Connect. Yes. Anyways.
Yes. Yeah. Connect was not even an option. And then last minute, I was like, God, I think I just need to go, like, super last minute. It's crazy how it all went down, because I was like, not even sure if there was going to be any room for me to go. I was like texting some friends, and most everyone already had people in their room. So I was like, oh my goodness, this is not going to work out. And then it did. And so clearly it was, you know, God was like, I want you to be there. And so in the summer, because months after Connect, I financially was like, this doesn't make sense, God. Like, why would you speak that to me? And then me not be able to go, you know, right now when I feel like I need to. And so in my mind, I was like, okay, maybe it's a waiting thing. Maybe I'm not going to go this fall. Maybe it's next fall. And I was like, okay, God, like, whatever you want to do, I know what you spoke to me. So I'm just putting it in your hands. And I think it was the second week in June, or the first week in June, my mom came up to me and said, Cameron, you need to decide, you know, now if you're going to apply to go there. She said, because, it, regardless of money, regardless of if it makes any sense, you need to ask God. So we went on a fast together and we prayed, and she said, just do what you feel like God is telling you. And it made no sense, but God was like, you need to go this fall. And so I applied, and no less than 2 weeks later, we get a call from our landlord and just the people who, what was that called? The homeowners stuff.
Like the homeowners association?
Yes. All this stuff. I don't know. I don't remember the exact name of it, but basically they give us a call literally 2 weeks after I applied, and they said that we found out some stuff with your house. You're going to get refinanced. And we got back the amount of money that we would be getting back monthly was over the amount that I would need to pay for my school bill.
Wow.
And so it was crazy, because the initial payment was like the initial payment I would need for my school bill, like the first payment. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, well, that's God saying, like, that's what he wants you to do. And so
$24.75 kind of due on or before registration.
Yeah. Literally. Wow. I was like, okay, God, here we go. So that's kind of how I knew that IVC was where I needed to be. So
what is your major minor?
Okay, so my major is biblical studies and my minor is actually social science.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let me ask this. So you came to Connect, you had this kind of moment where you felt clarity, and then you left and there were questions. And now here you've been at Indiana Bible College for roughly a full school year. The last month you've done online, the last 6 weeks you did online. Has Indiana Bible College lived up, outlived, lived underneath your expectations?
It has been, I didn't even know what to expect, to be honest, whenever I came. I was like, okay, it's got to be great because God is making a way for, you know, me to be here. And I have grown so much being at IBC. One, it was my first time ever living, you know, on my own there. And I remember the first night actually, which this is the only time I will say that I ever went to bed 3 hours before curfew, but I literally was in my room cuddled up in my bed crying. Cause I was like, Lord, I'm so scared. I'm alone. Like, and that is not me. Anyone who knows me knows I am always like just trying to be out just before curfew. I'm always back, but
good.
Yes, sir. But so I remember that first night, I was so scared, but IVC has, first of all, it has brought me just the most incredible people and voices in my life that I didn't have this time a year ago. People who have supported me, who have just spoke words of encouragement that they didn't even know that what they were speaking to. And wow. I think honestly, if anything, the biggest thing that this has done for me is just the voices of encouragement that it's brought has been just so timely. And also the classes, every single class right now I'm in Christology, and that class right now is just blowing my mind, because questions, you know, you've had your, I mean, you should have been able to answer, you know, like about the oneness, that you're like, okay, you know, I know oneness. And then I'm like, I did not know oneness. Like, okay, I think I might. And so it's just really exciting, all the different things that I've been able to learn, that, you know, even though I have grown up in ministry, just the different tools that it's given me and a greater, deeper knowledge of truth. And that's what I, you know, that's what I wanted. And I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. I was going to ask what one area of growth, which that's not on our little outline here, but it sounds like you've already kind of named it in that, in a kind of a twofold part. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, but it's the friendships and the relationships that you built at Indiana Bible College. That's a huge area of growth that you found. And then the grounding in doctrine and in scripture.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So yes, let me ask this. What was your first impression of IBC? And this can
like
be
first on campus or like first?
I was fixing to qualify. This can be when you walked on campus for Connect or for, and actually, you know what? Let's try and do this. This will be fun. Your first impression, like the first remembrance you have of Indiana Bible College, your first impression at Connect, and then your first impression when you walked onto campus for Welcome Weekend. So those three, and then it's going to be fun, I think.
Okay. First impression. Jesus said it. That's literally all I can think of. Jesus said it. Yes. And the sign language me and my sisters would do in our room, Jesus said it as a staple in my life.
I love it.
My sign ministry took off in my house. So that, honestly, though, I remember I was at a camp. My dad preached Alabama camp, and praise came, and they were doing the music. And I know Gideon, Kirsten Stigelman, I think Whitney, maybe Justin, like, I think those are a few of the people. Mm-hmm. And I remember meeting them in, like, I think I was 11.
They did one night, right?
No, they were there the whole week.
Oh, the whole week. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, they were there the whole week. And so I remember I was starstruck. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so cool. Like, I got their autographs on the CD Persuaded, which is like my favorite IBC album because of that. Yeah. And so I was like freaking out. So that's like my first impression of IBC was like, this is the place to be. Like, oh my goodness, this is incredible. And then Connect, I remember coming and it was so refreshing. Like, I remember coming and everyone was so stinking welcoming to me. Like, I remember getting there and everyone was acting like we've known each other for years, and I felt like I belonged there. And like, that was like my very first impression, like getting there. I arrived a little bit late because we drove in. And so I didn't get there like for orientation or anything, but we came in straight to the gym. And I remember getting there and I was like, this just feels like right, like being here. It just felt so right. And everyone that night, all the girls were just so welcoming. Sister Vani was awesome.
Yeah.
And so I think that's like my first impression at Connect was like, this just feels so right. Like, it just feels like home. And then my first impression, Welcome Weekend, was honestly, like, it was amazing, but I was like, okay, I'm here. Like, it was just kind of surreal. Like, I remember the first chapel, the whole time I was bawling my eyes out because I was like, I don't know. It was just so surreal to be there. And so, yeah, if that kind of is my
it does.
Answer is that.
It does. And you say first chapel, and I can, as probably every IBC student or alum could, I remember my first chapel.
Yeah.
Then the chapel was in the lecture hall. which you're a freshman, so you don't know much about the lecture hall as a chapel, but it was squatty ceilings. And I mean, if you jumped with your arms up, you were like touching the ceiling in a little, a little 2x4, you know, it was like a 4-inch platform kind of thing. And I'll never forget praise led in praise and worship. And they sang some song, and I remember sitting on the front row, over on the left-hand side, which would now be kind of like the back of the chapel or back of the lecture hall, facing the side wall. And the drums were right in front of me, and everything, you're right, everything was just so surreal. And it was like, oh wow, I am here making this step.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can identify with that moment of kind of surrealness for the first chapel.
Yep.
Well, let me ask this one last question.
Okay.
What is your favorite part about Indiana Bible College?
Favorite part? That is hard. Okay. I would say my favorite part of Indiana Bible College has been the times that, I don't know, you have so many opportunities to get poured into, which, you know, being back home, I think in ministry and, you know, outside of, you know, Indiana Bible College, you're going to be constantly pouring into people. That is ministry. Mm-hmm. And so during this time, you have the opportunity to be poured into. Now, yes, there's a lot of opportunities for you to get plugged in. And trust me, you know, everyone knows that it gets busy at school. It gets busy. And there are times when you, you know, you're like, oh, wow, there's a lot going on. But at the same time, there's so many memories that I have at, you know, in a chapel service that you don't go to church normally 3 times a week, you know, 4 times a week. But at, you know, at school, it's literally like God's always there speaking to you. You never have the excuse of God doesn't know what I'm going through, because every single week it's like God has always been speaking to you. And so I think the chapel services and the fact that God was always and people pouring into me like I've never felt before, I think that's just been one of my favorite things about it, is that you never feel completely, even though there's seasons where, you know, you can go through the time of loneliness. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about how you know that God is always there speaking to you. And it's just really comforting knowing that you're, you know, you're always being poured into. So,
yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Cameron, so much for your time. And look forward to seeing you again in August as a sophomore this year.
Yes, sir.
So very cool. Thank you again, Cameron.
Yeah, thank you.
Good news for all you listeners out there who would love to continue your education with Indiana Bible College, but simply can't make the trip to Indianapolis to do so. The Indiana Bible College Distance Learning Program is now accepting students who would like to continue their education, complete a degree, or just get an advanced certificate of studies. For more information on this and more about the distance learning program, visit www.ibcdl.com.